The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network on.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Time for another tasty recipe to try this weekend. I'm joined once again by Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel. Gareth, what have you got for us today?
So today we're talking about a cream celeriac soup with toasted walnuts and garlic croutons.
Mm.
So the change in the weather, I said I'd throw a soup into the mix.
Fair play.
So what we're going to do is, first of all, you need a celeriac. So you've never used a celeriac before. I feel we use them a lot in professional kitchens, but maybe not too much at home. It kind of looks like a turnip, but it's a little bit paler in colour. So after you peel it, it's kind of snow white.
And what is it the base of a celery?
It is, yeah. It's like, and it kind of carries the flavour of a celery, but the flavour is not as aggressive. So celery is definitely a vegetable that you either like or you don't like. But I think celeriac is a little bit milder. Like, my kids will eat celeriac, I'll put it that way, where if you gave them celery, you'd want a duck, because it'll come back in your direction fairly quickly, I'd say. So you need a celeriac, that's first. You need a couple of potatoes, 50 grams of butter, a clove of garlic, two onions, which you're going to peel and slice, couple of tablespoons of good olive oil, a litre of chicken stock. If you can't make your own, then shop bought is fine. 100 mils of cream, that's optional. That's just to make it really luxurious. And then to make the croutons, you're going to need a little bit of stale bread, some olive oil, a clove of garlic, and then we want 60 grams of walnuts to garnish the soup. So how do we make it? A medium-sized, heavy-based pot. You hear me saying that every week, heavy-based. When the base is nice and heavy, it just means the heat is consistent and it'll have less chance of everything sticking to the bottom. So you saute off your onions, throw in a splash of olive oil, saute off your onions for a couple of minutes, then we add in our garlic, season it with some salt and pepper, like 2 or 3 minutes, and then you're going to add in your diced celeriac and your diced potatoes and saute that off in the olive oil and the onions for about another 5 minutes. Then all we do is add in the chicken stock, bring it up to the boil and simmer it for about 20 minutes, and then we're going to just take it off the heat, let it cool down slightly, and you need a food processor or a little small hand blender, and you just start blending the soup. And as you're blending it, drop in a couple of knobs of butter. What that does, it just makes the soup nice and rich and creamy. And you'll see, once you start blending this soup, the celeriac is the type of veg that actually blends really well with the potatoes, and it makes a really, really creamy soup. And then to finish it off, if you want to, you can add a little bit of fresh cream. Another tip, which again is not a necessity, if you pass the soup through a sieve, we'd always do that in a restaurant scenario, and that again will just make the soup a little bit more velvety and creamy.
Can I ask Gareth the question that you're sort of legally required to ask? If somebody is horrified at the thought of the garlic and they leave it out?
Yeah, of course they leave it out, yeah. But you know, when you saute off the garlic at the start, it'll take away that, you know, raw garlic flavour that people are generally worried about. Yes, a couple of cloves of garlic and a litre of stock. I mean, you're not really going to taste it, but of course you can leave it out if you wish. And then to make the croutons, all you do is preheat your oven to 160 degrees, take the crusts off whatever bread that you're using, dice it up into little small 2 centimetre squares, put it onto a tray, drizzle it with a little bit of olive oil and just throw a clove of garlic on the tray. When it's in the oven, that'll permeate the croutons enough. You don't have to chop them up. And then season it with salt and pepper. Run it through the oven for about 8 to 10 minutes. Take them out. Let them cool down. And store them in an airtight container for a few days. Brilliant way to finish off soups, but also cracking in salads. And those little garlic croutons are really handy to have thing in the press, especially if you bring salads or soup into work. And then your toasted walnuts, just warm them through the oven slightly to toast them a little bit, and again finish them in the soup. But look, if celeriac is not for you, you could easily replace the celeriac with carrots or turnip, or indeed carrots and turnip, or any root vegetables really. I think now is the perfect time of year to start making soup. It's a staple in our house. I'm off generally off on a Monday, and I always make a pot of soup, and it's in the fridge throughout the week.
And presumably it freezes as well if you want to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So any of those little Tupperwares, like 500ml Tupperwares, just make sure the soup cools down on the stove, stir it up really well, pop it into the Tupperwares and pop it in the freezer, and you can either heat it in the microwave from frozen or let it defrost and just pop it into a pot. But a soup is a must, I think, at this time of year for anyone's house.
Quick question. When you finish the sieving and you then look at it, if it isn't thick enough, how do you thicken it up?
Yeah, I mean, if you follow the recipe, it will be thick enough. But if it's a thing that it's really watery, what I would say is whatever's still in the sieve, put it back into the soup. and put it back on the stove and bring it back up to the boil and blend it again. Because sometimes if you don't cook out the vegetables enough, they won't actually purify enough and the soup won't be thick enough. And if you do make the soup and it's not thick enough and when you're blending it, back on the stove, peel a couple of potatoes, drop them back in, and the potatoes will thicken it up for you perfectly. So that's why the potatoes are in this recipe. Most of the time when I make a vegetable soup, I throw a couple of spuds in it because the starch and the potatoes help thicken your soup beautifully.
And do you have to cook the spuds specifically for the soup? Or if you have leftover potatoes, can you peel them, chop them and lash them in?
Exactly. Leftover potatoes is perfect like that. So really think about a vegetable soup. Like, if you just use root vegetables, it doesn't have that starch that's in a potato, and that's why you don't get it thick enough. You can, of course, make it without potatoes if that's not your thing. But I also threw up, I've done it before on the show, but I put my Irish soda bread recipe up on my Instagram. And it's a must if you're making soup. The easiest thing in the world, make some fresh Irish soda bread. And I tell you this much, the smell of celeriac soup and freshly baked bread, you'll have the neighbours and all knocking in.
Oh yeah, and soda bread is one of those things that once you get it down, you can effectively put 5 minutes work in, 40 minutes in the oven, you got fresh bread as any time you want for about a euro
exactly.
A loaf.
There's no proving or any of that messing. You just throw it all into the bowl and mix it all together with some buttermilk and then just pop it into the oven. And as I said, the recipe is up on my Instagram there. So it's a really easy one to follow. And again, you know, I talk about kids week after week, but you know, kids are a huge part of people's worry when they're coming to cook in the home. So this is one that the whole family will definitely appreciate.
Gar, you're a gent. That's Gareth Mullins, the executive chef at the Marker Hotel.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.